Hi, and welcome to this week's Sem Torah. It's Neely Turetsky with Parsha Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra talks a lot about korbanot, and I wanted to discuss the concept of korbanot for a little bit. There's a very famous and often quoted machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban with regards to korbanot. The Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim, writes that korbanot were not necessarily the ideal way to serve Hashem. But since the Jews lived in a world that offered sacrifices to their gods, a world of Avodah Zarah, it would have been very difficult for them to think of a different way to serve Hashem. Were Hashem to have said, oh, now you have to serve Hashem just by davening or by thinking thoughts, it would have been too difficult because they were so used to a world that offered sacrifices to their gods. Consequently, Hashem allowed for korbanot as the means of worshiping him. But essentially, it's a concession to the world of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Ramban critiques this approach. According to the Ramban, the korbanot are an ideal expression. Every action of each korban has deep mystical significance. And to say that the korbanot are merely a concession to the world of Avodah Zarah, it cheapens, it degrades the holy act of bringing a korban. Additionally, the Ramban writes that the Torah writes that korbanot are viewed as a reach nichoach Hashem. How could they be sweet-smelling to Hashem if their root source is from idol worshippers? The Ramban asks further questions. Adam and Noach brought korbanot. Their bringing of the korbanot happened way before there existed the concept of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Why would they have brought korbanot if the influence of korbanot came from idol worshippers? There are many perushim who try to explain the Rambam because the Ramban's questions are very good questions, and it's important to understand what the Rambam was thinking. Those of you who are interested, you could look at the Avar Benal, you could look at the Meshech Chachma, the Narvoni, and the Tosefet Bracha for very good answers. However, I wanted to quote for you Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, who chooses not to focus on the machloket, but rather he analyzes what it was that Hashem responded to in commanding Bnei Yisrael to bring korbanot. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, his answer works with both the Rambam and the Ramban. Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains, when you love someone, you want to give to them. It's the essence of the Kuntras HaChesed. But what do you give to the being who has everything, who is everything? What can we as mere mortals give to Hashem? The answer, of course, is nothing. But we love Hashem, and we want to give him something. So we're in a bit of a bind. Hashem recognized that even though he needs nothing from us, he knew that we would still want to give to him as a way of expressing our love and appreciation and gratitude. Hashem gave us the gift of korbanot, allowing us to give him something. And our ratzon, our desire to give to him, is what creates the pleasing smell for Hashem. Not the cow, or the sheep, or the korban mincha. It's our desire to give to Hashem, and that is what creates the riach nichoach Hashem. Shabbat shalom, and regards to all.